mistakes organisations make when setting their digital direction is to only look at their competition. There is so much to be learned from looking at what is happening in other sectors. I believe the charity sector is a good example of how this applies. There's a lot that the charity sector could learn from looking at a good Kickstarter campaign. If you think about it, charities and Kickstarter have a lot in common. Both are asking people to support a cause with no guarantee of their return. Both need people to show a degree of trust in the organisation to actually deliver on their promises. And in both cases, there's often a significant delay between somebody handing over their money and seeing any results. There are differences as well, but those differences shouldn't be used as an excuse to prevent charities from learning something from the Kickstarter community. Don't allow differences to be an excuse not to consider alternative ways of doing things. For example, I can think of at least 5 ways charities could learn from Kickstarter campaigns. For a start, Kickstarter campaigns are great at painting a compelling picture. The best Kickstarter campaigns paint a picture of what they're going to create and the benefits that that thing is going to provide. And too often charities are not specific enough about how their money or how your money will help. In a Kickstarter campaign, you know exactly what you're going to get at the end of the day and what benefits it will provide you. Can you say the same for charities? Charities should be doing the same thing. What will the money that I give provide and what benefits will it have at the end of the day? Secondly, Kickstarter campaigns are great at setting targets. They have specific targets that they're trying to reach. This unifies the fans of the product behind a specific goal, a specific target, and it creates a clear sense of intent. What is it you're trying to achieve? You know exactly what needs to happen to make that product a reality. Charities need to have this same kind of focus. Often the challenges charities tell us about are so ill-defined that they appear impossible to solve. We end up feeling that we can have no impact whatsoever. Having some form of target with a specific outcome at the end provides a goal that donors can get behind, that they can help work towards. The best Kickstarter campaigns also recognise that people want to know how their money is being spent. They want to be updated on progress, and that's why most good Kickstarter campaigns regularly update you about their progress towards the final delivery of their product. They recognise the trust people have put in them by giving them their money and ensure that funders are confident that that money is being spent well. Although many charities make some effort in this regard, it often requires the donor to actively go and seek this kind of information. Kickstarter campaigns, on the other hand, send regular updates on their progress. They share both their successes and failure with the same level of transparency, and this makes contributors feel engaged in the process, like they're being included in the creation of this product, that they're contributing to it in some way. Another key component of any successful Kickstarter campaign is the use of incentives. The more a person is willing to give towards the campaign, the better the incentives are. In essence, a good Kickstarter campaign rewards its early adopters and its big spenders. One of the big mistakes many charities make is to think that people give altruistically. In truth, the reasons behind people giving is very complex and involves a significant element of reward. Giving makes people feel good about themselves, and it provides some form of status in a lot of instances. This means that charities need to learn from Kickstarters and start exploring offering incentives that reinforce these emotional rewards that people seek. They should reward those who are specially committed with some kind of higher status or give some other kind of incentive to motivate them. Another thing I love about Kickstarter is it makes people feel they're a part of something. One of the reasons people give is to feel a part of something, to feel engaged. And a good Kickstarter campaign realizes this. It endeavors to build a sense of community around its products or services rather than just take people's money. The most successful Kickstarter campaigns are those that turn funders from being consumers into being advocates. And it's this sharing that goes like wildfire through social networks. And often these campaigns meet their target in a matter of minutes. Charities need to stop seeing their givers as cash cows and instead nurture communities of advocates. Unfortunately, in many of the charities I encounter these days, the trend seems to be in the opposite direction. It's all about getting money from people. Now, you may be reading this list thinking that many of charities you know are already doing a lot of these things. And of course, you'll be correct in saying that. In fact, the best Kickstarter campaigns have learnt a lot from the charity sector and how charities do it. And that's exactly my point. Just as charities can learn from Kickstarter, so Kickstarter can learn from the charity sector. We need to be looking beyond the walls of our own sector for inspiration, because it's only then that we're going to start to really innovate.